AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and Iran appear to have paused strikes after their latest exchange, but Sagar Meghani reports there's also apparent disagreement over the next steps in discussions on ending the war.
The already fragile ceasefire was tested with weekend attacks across the Persian Gulf. This morning, President Trump said Tehran has asked for a meeting with American counterparts.
So Special Envoy Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be flying to Doha for high-level meetings.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt on Fox and Friends. But a top Iranian negotiator denies any talks are scheduled. Earlier, Iran's president said Qatar would release some $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. A statement appeared aimed at selling the Iranian public on the interim ceasefire deal. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court's rebuffed President Trump's effort to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, but it's also dramatically expanded presidential power, upholding his firings of other independent federal agency heads. Also today, the High Court ruled states can count late-arriving mailed ballots, and Ed Donahue reports...
The Supreme Court is rejecting a push by President Trump to throw out a jury's $5 million finding. He sexually abused writer E. Jean Carroll in the mid-90s and later defamed her. The president in 2019...
I have no idea who this woman is. This is a woman who's also accused other men of things.
President Trump challenged the judge's decision to allow testimony from two other women who accused him of sexual abuse decades ago, allegations he has denied. The high court declined to take up the case in a brief, unexplained order, as is typical.
I'm filing this lawsuit not just for myself, but for every woman in America who's been grabbed, groped, harassed.
The president said he would continue to fight the defamation claims. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports Alex Murdoch's murder retrial and the killings of his wife and son has begun with a pretrial hearing.
After the South Carolina Supreme Court overturned his murder convictions and life sentence, as to whether the defense can test DNA material found under Murdoch's wife's fingernails, defense attorney Jim Griffin.
We've agreed to pay for it. And just background information.
I'm going to let you pay for it.
Murdoch's defense team wanted Murdoch to be allowed to wear a suit. The state objected. Defense attorney Dick Harputlian says they might renew the motion because it could affect the jury.
Parading him around in a jumpsuit shackled like an animal impacts their view.
Murdoch was also denied the ability to use a laptop in his cell. Judge Deborah McCaslin.
No other inmate has a laptop in their cell.
Supervised in a conference room is okay. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.